Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:44. Around 40% of all tourist bed nights in this country outside the main cities are provided by the self-catering sector. Many of them are reliant on the giant platforms like Booking.com and Airbnb to attract business. But the sector is in flux as the government decides how its new registration scheme is going to work to keep standards high and ensure everybody pays the right tax. Derek Keogh is the chair of the Irish Self-Catering Federation, which represents 1,000 guest houses and B&Bs throughout the country. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Joe.
So, your members are mostly rural and often they are female-run businesses. How do they keep their standards high, such as modern and clean, for tourists?
No worries at all. What it is, we have a memorandum of understanding with Fáilte Ireland. And what that is we can actually provide a national quality assurance framework. And this is a voluntary thing for our members. So they actually have the option of whether they want to opt into this or opt out of that. And vast majority of our members, 95% of them, opt into this. So this is our members saying this, and we're going to go above and beyond what is actually legally required. And we actually want to provide the best service and the best quality and the best experiences to all our guests.
Okay. And that keeps standards high, you know, modern, as I said, and clean. But the accommodation, even a modest B&B, is getting quite expensive in this country. It's certainly more expensive than the likes of Spain or Italy. Why is that?
Well, again, like, we're a self-catering, not B&B per se. But again, I suppose the cost that we have, again, there's a lot of cost to actually do filter down through the system. Again, one would be, like, example, like, you know, let's say the current crisis that we're having at the moment, and we're in a situation where we're going to have to absorb those costs, not pass them on. And that is the scenario there. One of the other issues that we're going to have, I suppose, with the potential legislation coming down the line, is what are the costs that we're going to need to comply when the new legislation does come in. And I suppose that is the big fear factor for our members, many of whom have been operating for many years.
What do we know about the proposals from the Environment Minister, Dara O'Brien?
Okay, so what we know at the moment about what's coming down the track is that we're waiting on the national planning statement to be issued by Minister Brown. And when he issues that will give guidance to the local county councils as to what will be included and what will not be included in terms of exemptions for planning going forward.
Okay, and it is going to set a cap, though, as to registering properties. It's for towns below, is it 20,000?
That's correct. So what happened was, I think April last year, the government came out and they said, well, listen, we're going to have this line of 20,000 people of a population as per the last CSO. And what they're saying is, if you're over 20,000, you're unlikely to get planning permission. But they have made, let's say, there has been mooted maybe the grandfather rule, if you've been in business for more than 7 years. Well, they're saying there'll be a different planning criteria if you're under the 20,000 population threshold. And again, that makes particularly sense for our members. As I said, 97.5% of them are from rural Ireland. And again, like, that'll actually give them, what we're looking for is proactive, positive legislation that will protect rural businesses, and in doing so, that will have a knock-on economic effect.
And what sort of obligations would these planning requirements put on your members?
Well, I suppose this is the million-dollar question again. Like, and I suppose this way, there's been a lot of uncertainty at the moment. We haven't seen anything in writing. We don't know exactly what's going to come down the track. The fear factor is that, listen, that if you go into what we'd call, let's say, a full planning process, you would also, the additional cost, let's say Donegal County Council threw out a figure of 20,000 to have a simple change of use application. They threw that out earlier, that figure out earlier.
20,000 euro just to submit an application.
Now, and again, this is what I'm saying, but we don't know. As far as we're concerned, it should be just a simple change of use form, which can be done. You might be able to do, let's say, get building regs control signed off for a couple of hundred quid. So there's different ways of doing it, but we don't know what's coming down the track. Also, what are we going to be liable for? Scenario there is, let's say, listen, like, worst case scenario would be, you'd say, well, listen, this is a commercial property, you have members of public in, so therefore you must have a disability access cert. If you had that, you'd have to reconfigure an entire house in order for it to be compliant with that, which would be hundreds of thousands. So that's really a non-runner. And that, like, if that is, if you go down that route, you actually shut everything, every the whole tourist industry down. Another scenario that you would also have then, come down the track is, again, would you need an A-rated building if current building regs would have to apply? And again, this is one thing which, again, we're saying, listen, how would an outhouse, let's say, attached to a farmyard, be able to get an A-rated building? And again, how much upgrades would you have to do for it? And again, considering most farm members would only earn 15,000 a year, like, they're not going to yeah. apply.
And
this is the big fear factor.
And very briefly, when do you think you will know for sure? Will it be before the end of the year?
We will know before the end of the year. On the 1st of December, what has already been stated by the government is that, listen, the register will open, which is a very positive step, and we'll welcome that. Oh. They said, well, listen, by the 31st of January, December, everyone will have to apply it by the end of the year. But prior to all that, and before legislation come into play, we'd have to see the national planning guidelines, and obviously whatever is going to come in relation to planning as well.
Thanks, Derek. That's Derek Keogh, the chair of the Irish Self-Catering Federation.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.